Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, your happiness specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Thank you for listening. Blah, 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 blah. I get new listeners and new followers every single week. I don't know how the hell you people are finding me. But welcome. And, you know, it's all organic. It's all in order. Everything is happening when it's supposed to happen. Listen, how did I get to be a happiness specialist? Well, the answer is because I was miserable. I was a person who loved to argue, great arguer, great debater, and I was always right. Loved to judge, loved to blame. Expectations out of the you-know-where. Let me say something. And it got to a point in my life, there came a point in my life where I just wanted to feel good. I just wanted to feel better. I tried the outside. I tried traveling, you know, getting married, family. All of those things never filled me, never brought me to a place of, let me say, lasting peace. And when I'm talking about peace, I'm talking about an internal peace, an internal contentment, you know, a feel good in every moment, regardless of the bombs and the tsunami that is around me, regardless of the ups and downs of life. I just wanted to feel at peace. And I went out on a search for it. Some people use the word happiness, peace, contentment, interchangeable as far as I'm concerned. So I wanted to feel good. I was tired of going up and down, and when something happened, oh, I felt great. But when something else happened, oh, I felt horrible. So it was a balance I was looking for, searching for. You know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And the search began years, decades ago. And along the ride, the universe has guided me. I use the term universe. Some people say God, higher power, source energy. It's all okay with me. It's all interchangeable. The guidance is, the truth is, when you ask the questions, how can I feel better? How can I be at peace? You will get answers. But the answers didn't come overnight. And what I discovered, that this happiness that I was seeking, this happiness that I was wanting that I wanted and I needed and I desired, just like I need to breathe, was not in any of the places I was looking. It wasn't the happiness I was looking for was not found in anything outside of myself. And when I came to that realization, or whatever you want to call it, when I came to that truth and really understanding it, I realized that it's this journey is an empowering one, but the awareness is, I had the power. I had the power to practice the behaviors that add to peace and to eliminate the behaviors that subtract it from my peace. And that's all I do is to practice. Happiness is a practice skill. And the more you practice, the more, it's like anything else. The more you practice, the better you get at it. The more you practice, the more it becomes your identity. The more you practice, you will be able to pull on, draw from what you've practiced in all of the moments, because this life is unpredictable. This life is filled with different experiences, just the move from California to Oregon, living in the middle of the forest for over 2 years now, listen, you think there's peace in the forest? Hell no, this is hell. When I say hell, I mean there was more to practice. There's more to practice. There is always something. You will never get bored. So the topic today is what really matters. And I know that my influence is limited. I don't pretend to think that, oh, I'm here changing the world. No, when I say limited, my ego is definitely in check. My ego is in check, and the only thing that I can share with you is what I've learned, is my experiences and what I practice. Because we all are as different as our fingerprints. We all are that different. And so my journey is different than yours, and my lessons are different than yours, and my growth is going to be different than yours. But the truth, the principles are the same. What adds to happiness is the same. But adds to happiness is prioritizing happiness, number one. Having a moment-by-moment commitment to wanting to feel happier, wanting to be at peace. Surrendering to what is happening in the moment without resistance. When I say humbling the ego, trust me, this ego of mine, oh my goodness, it is always chattering. It has always got something. It has always got something to say about me or someone else that I know. And it's never positive. It's always on the negative tip. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean, that critical voice, that critical self-talk. You know what I'm talking about. But I've even gotten to a point of now, because there's a recognition of that voice. There are two voices. You have the universal voice, and you have that voice of the ego that tells you there's something wrong. There's something wrong with this moment, or there's something wrong with that person, or there's something wrong with the world. Recognizing the ego and practicing witnessing the ego as opposed to identifying or letting or allowing the ego to have an influence on your vibration, to have an influence on your peace, is a practice, which is the other practice. If you want to add to your peace, is acceptance of it all. Living consciously, being okay with uncertainty, that's a tough one, being okay with uncertainty. Trusting, letting go. You know, let me just share something personal. If you've listened to the show, you know that my mother died last year, and she left the family home to the handyman. Well, this is a year and a couple of months later. And finally, after a year, I didn't say 30 days, 2 weeks, a year and two months, I can say that the legal battle is over. And during that whole time, what were my lessons? What did the universe want to teach me? Well, as much as I disagreed with waiting a year and 2 months, it all makes sense now. It wasn't about the house being gifted to the handyman. It wasn't about that. It was about, Rebecca, can you really let go of something that this world sees that is valuable? You thought it was valuable. I thought it was valuable. Can you really let go of that and walk away and still be at peace? Can you really let go and walk away from some stranger, and when I say stranger, I mean meaning not family, taking over a family asset? Can you really have peace with that? And what I had to practice was, whatever it is, universe, whatever you're going to throw at me, whatever you're going to gift to me, and it doesn't, trust me, audience, it doesn't feel like a gift. Lessons, growth does not feel like a gift. Whatever you gifted me, what my gifts were, I came out of it a year and 2 months later not caring. Really, really, really not caring about a $300,000 house, $120,000 worth of legal fees, settling with the handyman for thousands of dollars. Because the topic today is what really matters. And what really matters for me, my name is Rebecca Lynn Norrington, what really matters for me is how can I remain peaceful regardless of what happens? And that's it. I ask people all the time what's important, and I get the same thing. I get the health is important, security, money, family, all of those answers, all of those programmed answers. And I totally get it. I get it. I understand it. I accept it. But I have to say that the only thing that matters to me is vibrating internal peace. That's it. Vibrating internal peace, vibrating peace, vibrating internal peace, just vibrating peace in general, vibrating peace, vibrating feeling satisfied, vibrating contentment, vibrating acceptance, vibrating trust, vibrating knowing that everything is perfectly in order, vibrating I'm accepting it all. The stories that the ego tells us, the stories that my ego tells me, is that there's something wrong. There's something wrong out there. There's something wrong with this circumstance. There's something wrong. And I'm here to say that there's nothing, whatever you experience has a purpose. Are you willing to accept that, believe that, trust that, know that? It's either a yes or no. Oh, geez. Here comes the waterworks. Let me take a few deep breaths. And the only reason why I'm taking a few deep breaths is just so I can get this shit out. Over the Thanksgiving week, I received a text. I used to work in California, and I received a text from one of my old coworkers, and told me that one of my coworkers that I've known for, at least 20 years, I would say 20 years, yes. And there was a time when we were closer. We made trips together. She visited my family in Las Vegas. We hung out. We were friends. And I get a text that this woman, who is 10 years younger than I am, was on the way, in fact, this happened on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, was on the way from California to visit her parents, who lived in Chicago for Thanksgiving. And she was on the way, she was en route, she was actually at the Chicago airport. She landed at the airport. I believe this is the story. I know she was in the Chicago airport. And she landed and had a heart attack and died either in the airport or on the way to the hospital or at the hospital. She died that same day. She's on the way to visit her parents for Thanksgiving. And she's in her 50s, and she died. She left three girls. She left the parents. I can't even imagine that shock, that overwhelming shock. I can't even imagine it. I can't even imagine that. The shock of the family. My point is this. Life throws us curveballs all the time. It's not about the money, the titles, the accomplishments, the health. This is what I believe. The health. It's how peaceful are you in every moment? How peaceful are you in your relationships? You know, with your relationship, I don't care who it is, from the parents to the children to your coworkers to your neighbors. If you're not at peace with each and every one of those relationships in the present moment, you're not going to be at peace in the future moments. One of the things that I remember just feeling, no regrets when my mother died, when my father died, because I was right there. I'm not gonna say that, but whatever my parents needed me to help them with, I did. And beyond. I had no regrets when my mother died. Now, I wanted to see him one more time, but I had seen him. I was going back for Father's Day, and I just missed him. I just missed him by less than a month. You know, back in the day, it was 2008, but I digress talking about that. But I remember thinking, wow, I would have liked to have seen him one more time. But it wasn't because I needed to tell him that I loved him. It wasn't because there was something that I forgot to do. But it's really our responsibility to make peace in every relationship. I'm not talking about the ones that are easy. I'm talking about the relationships that are not easy to be at peace with. Those are the ones where you get to a point where you grow to a level, excuse me, where you grow to a level of consciousness and you're all accepting of the other person. You know the story about this handyman getting the house? I had a conversation with him a couple of days. He actually called me, and we had such a connection and an honest conversation, and all of those things that I thought were the truth about this whole circumstance, the house is given to the handyman, how dare he go along with that? No, it wasn't the story. The story wasn't the story that I told myself, that my ego told myself. This man actually said he was put in the middle of a struggle. He was put in the middle. He didn't want the house. Which now I'm scratching my head. You know, see, what we see and the stories that we tell are not the truth. There is a bigger, bigger plan. But are you okay with believing that or trusting that? Or are you trying to control and navigate through this life with, I got to make this happen, and this is, and that person, you know, the that kind of energy? Everything that happens has a purpose and a reason. This handyman story, me and the handyman, I've got to go back. I've got to go back to the house in a couple of weeks. And he was concerned that I was angry and mad and you know, wished him harm. Listen, if you wish anyone harm or you're angry and mad at anyone, you know that all that is coming back to you. I said, no, I don't wish you any harm. I'm not angry at you because you're just a pawn. All these people and these circumstances, these people serve as a pawn. These people serve as a, when I say a pawn, I mean they are part of the puzzle. They are part of the game that the universe is playing, and it is a divine game. But the problem comes from, I want to move my, if you know anything about chess, I want to move my pawn, or I want to move my queen, or I want to move my rook, but it's not time to move the queen or the rook, but I want to move it anyway. I want to move the bishop. I want to move these pieces around to make it so I can have this false sense of illusion so I could feel better. And the truth is, how do I feel good even if I've lost the game, the chess game, even if I've lost the match? How do I feel good? How can I be at peace when it looks like in man's eyes, in the ego's eyes, that I lost, you know, those words, air quotes, lost, or I'm not winning, or this isn't just, this isn't right. Yeah, I like to tell a story. This is just a story about a man who lived, and a man who lived, and all he did was teach people how to forgive, how to love, how to accept, how not to judge, and they killed him for it. Talking about Jesus. This isn't about religion, but it's a story. But this guy, even in the middle of the storm, now the night before, trust me, he didn't want to go through it. He said, hey, I'm sorry, but I don't feel like being crucified. Can you do something else? Can there be another plan put in place here? I really don't feel like this. You know, the crucifixion schedule for me tomorrow. I really don't feel like that. Can you put something else together? And that was his destiny, though. So we're living our destinies, and we're either living it accepting or not. And I've come to the conclusion that my destiny, I have no clue what that's going to be. But I know what my purpose is. My purpose is to grow and expand my consciousness. My purpose is to accept myself and others without criticism or complaint. My purpose is to feel peace in every moment, to feel a sense of satisfaction in every moment, to vibrate contentment in every moment. My purpose is to be okay with uncertainty and to trust. My purpose is to live in the present moment like I lived when I was born. My purpose is to look in the mirror and look to the universe and ask the questions, how can I, for solutions. How can I, universe? My purpose is to be myself without shame or embarrassment. My purpose is to celebrate and to monitor my growth and be aware of my growth and to vibrate in every moment, peace, contentment. Regardless of my circumstances, my purpose is to laugh and enjoy this journey with whatever it brings and to practice all of the things that I mentioned as much as possible. Repeat, repeat, repeat. How can I be at peace regardless of what happens to me, universe? Repeat, repeat. How can I be at peace regardless of what happens to me? And my purpose is to share with anyone who wants to listen what I've learned. On my way back to Oregon, I was out of town last week, and there was a gentleman sitting in the airport, and he started talking to me. And he really started complaining about people and just a whole segment of people. And it was, all it was judgments. It really was just a list of judgments. And I didn't say anything because when I'm out in public, my lips are usually sealed. I do a lot of listening, but I was really inspired to say, you know what? All of your judgments are doing nothing for your peace. And all of this, my dear audience, when you're looking out and you're looking out at other people and you're finding fault with other people and you're talking about other people and it's an epidemic. You're talking about other people and you're negatively talking about other people. All I'm here to say is it affects you. I'm not telling you not to do it. I'm just telling you that the effect is yours. What is your priority? What matters? And I know it's a practice, and I know it's a habit, but this practicing self-awareness and prioritizing happiness, prioritizing peace, how else are you going to serve the world? There's a big difference between force and power. And when you connect with the universe and you allow the universe, and the universe is going to have its way, regardless of what you want, regardless of what you think is the right way, the universe is going to have its way. Always, just like they say, Father Time is undefeated. The universe is undefeated. So what are the answers? What are the solutions? The answer is to rest in it and allow your inspiration and allow your intuition and allow yourself to be guided in every moment. Witness the ego. Witness the ego as opposed to giving it power. That's a practice. What really matters? That's a question that only you can answer for yourself. I've said this before, but there was a hospice nurse who wrote down, it was the last, who decided to write an extensive article. It's really very fascinating about the last 2 weeks of her patient's lives. And what was important? Well, actually, the title of the article is The Five Most Common Regrets of the Dying. And the list of five most common regrets of the dying, the first one is, I wish I pursued my dreams and my aspirations and not the life others wanted me to live. The second one is, I wish I didn't work so hard. The third one is, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. Let me add a little asterisk to that. Express your feelings and your mind to you. Because sometimes expressing your feelings and your mind to others isn't a recipe for peace. So express, just like, trust me, I get a lot of mail, and they're not always fans. I've had a lot of people coming to my classes, The Truth About Happiness, and some of them are not fans. So the expressing yourself, that's just my take on it. I don't need to tell anybody else the truth, but I definitely need to tell myself the truth. The other one is, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. Now, that's a real interesting regret that I personally would not have said, because the friend, the connection, all of that, I can't count on too many people. I have someone in my life right now who, when I went to visit California, I didn't see all the people. I didn't have enough time, so I didn't see everyone. And of course, people get their feelings hurt or whatever, get in their feelings. I'm not going to say get their feelings hurt, but they're in their feelings. And there's a couple of people who text me and say, I didn't get to see you. Where are you? Call me now. Well, I'm not one to chat on the phone for a long period of time these days. And I'm not going to call, but I did text. And I can feel when people want me to do A, B, C, or D, and I don't do it, and they feel a certain kind of way. So the point is, these people are very fragile with their feelings, and they take things personally. It was not personal. It's never personal. Whether I see everybody, it's never personal. But I can't sit and explain that. I know that. So this thing about staying, wish I stayed in touch with my friends, that one doesn't pertain to me. The last one pertains to me. I wish I would have been happier. And that's the last one. The nurse writes, many of her patients didn't realize until the end of their lives that happiness is a choice. They wish that they had known that happiness isn't something to be chased and acquired through wealth, social acceptance, and the trappings of life. On their deathbeds, these patients realized they could have chosen to be happy regardless of their circumstances in life, rich or poor. And the nurse continues, this regret is the most touching. That's all I'm saying. Throughout our lives, a lot of people focus on what acquiring things, wealth, status, power, achievement. We often wrongly believe that these things hold the key to our happiness. And when asked, done differently, there is a message to these folks. Learn to relax and appreciate the good things in your life, which is the real way to happiness. So the regret of the dying, the last regret is they wanted to be happier. Oh, and with that, I'm going to end the show unless my son Nathan wants to say hello. The show is about what really matters, and the show is about what do you really prioritize. And I remember having a conversation with my son years ago. Oh, hold on a second. Here he goes. Hold on. Well, good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning or good evening. I was just saying, I remember having a conversation with you years ago, and saying that, yeah, peace is the number one priority, because the topic today is what really matters. What really matters in this life? And I even threw in health. Does that really matter? And
right,
my
right.
conclusion is that it is peace, peace for me. And so what really matters for you, my dear Nathan, if you'd like to share?
Yeah, well, I think that's, I mean, as I'm listening to you and just getting a little more zoned in, I do feel myself thinking that peace matters more than the hundreds of things on my mind before I called in. And I think that's it really, I was talking to you the other day, I think about reminders and just needing reminders whenever here and there, because in that moment, sometimes getting to the emails is what's important, or planning what I'm going to say on a phone call, or what I want to do to the apartment. Like, those things seem more important than anything, but I don't necessarily feel peace in those moments. And it's just this morning, my mind has been not really focused on peace, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you know my story this last week, going back and forth to Vegas and having to go back again with this house. Listen, with all of the things that need to be done, it's just can be overwhelming. And for me, the practice for me, I'm talking about, because I do. That is my priority. But when I'm in the middle of that storm, I know that if I'm derailed or just being tossed and turned and I can't find peace, where is my peace? My peace isn't here now. But I know that I'm fighting too much. I'm taking too much in. I'm not small. I'm not doing small little things, because that ego is so tricky. All of this stuff has to get done, and all the stuff has to get done in 4 days. I only have 4 days there, and it's all got to be done. So my impatience, my practice of being patient, has to kick in. This house thing and the people, it's just so much. And now I know that I'm in the future. And I know that, okay, now because I'm so unbalanced or unrested or in a state of unrest, I know because now I'm in the future. Am I in the future? Yes, I'm in the future. Oh, I'm in the future. Okay, let me bring it back to the present moment. Let me bring it back. And then I come back to, do I trust? Do I really trust? Do I really trust that everything is happening and I really don't have to do anything? I really, all I have to do is let go. And do I really do that? So it's just, it's a constant, like you said, it's a constant reminder. And I have all my things written down, of what to practice that keeps me, which is just making peace my priority, surrendering in the moment, humbling the ego, witnessing the ego, being myself, acceptance, being okay with uncertainty, knowing that do I really have control over the outcome? Do I really have control over any outcome that happens or anybody else? Choosing my perspective, choosing my focus, staying out of other people's business. It is this peace is a practice skill. And I'm going to say for me, and I'm going to say for you, that I know what I used to, that my practice is ongoing. And I know who you were 5 years ago, 4 years ago. And I know who I was.
We were
and
monsters.
I know what I practice. What?
I was just joking. I said we were monsters.
What? I didn't hear what you said. What? A monster?
I said we were monsters.
Now that's funny. Now that, yes, monsters.
Can I?
But
and
know,
I
nice
want to say
monsters.
What I, maybe they're nice monsters, but I want to
please
say what. What I, you said so many really, really good things. And one thing that you said was that it's an ongoing practice. And we don't have any. We have clues from the past, and we have stories and success stories. But this is a new present moment. And
mm-hmm.
it's always going to be a new present moment. And like, and I also relate to what you said about, do I really, really trust? Because if I really, really trust that peace is going to lead me to where I want to be, and that it's just enough to feel peaceful. It's enough to feel good. Do I really trust
okay.
that? And I think, yeah, I feel like sometimes my, you know, the logical mind and the ego just, it wants it to look a
more.
Certain way so bad. Yeah, more, mm-hmm. just different, sooner, just different. Or just, yeah, I'll be peaceful right after I take care of this. yeah, because sometimes the peaceful action looks like not doing anything on my list. And that is trust.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You said something, and this is my new thing now, which is paying attention to the stories. And the stories will be disguised as the stories for me are disguised at this is important. The stories for me will disguise that if I don't do this, something will happen. The story, if it's more than three words, I'm telling you, I just say, oh, that's a story. That's a story. That's a story.
Story.
And I just tell the universe all day long. I don't know if you do this, but all day long, I go back and forth. I hate you, universe. I love you, universe. I hate you. I all day, I throw it out. I hate you. I love you. I hate you. I love you. I mean, that's the only thing I do. If you could listen to me, and I say it out loud, a crazy person, I'm not loving the universe all the time. Hell no. This is torture. And another thing that you and I do, which is one of, I love our connection, what we do is, we're able to tell each other stories, and we're able to laugh at, you're able to laugh at my stories, which lighten me up. And when you share with me, I'm really able to laugh at your stories, which I don't know if they lighten you up, but I love laughing at your stories because, yeah. And so that's the keeping it light and not so serious. When you said this email that has to go out, and why am I not getting an email back? And that's funny. And then when you talk about you're in the subway and somebody's hair drops on your shoulder and that bothers you so much, that's funny. That's funny.
That is funny.
Give me some of mine, please.
What are some of yours? Okay, so yours are at the bank, and they ask you, how
what?
Are you doing today? That's funny.
And it bothers me because somebody asks me, oh, how are you? How's your day going? That bothers me. That's funny.
A robotic question, yes. That's funny.
Yes.
I think your customer service
moments. You don't have any more?
No, your customer service moments are funny, too.
Yeah, I have a list to do, which I have
Apple,
to call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Nathan, I was just going to say, I have to call Apple again, and I have
Uh-oh.
To call AT&T again, my favorite, AT&T and Apple. people that you can never get the person. You got, well, Apple is pretty good, but AT&T, you get another country. Now, can I be transferred to the United States? I want to talk to an American. Oh, it's a whole scene, man. It's a whole scene.
So, I think those things that are common triggers for us, I don't know. I mean, I would like a strategy, because it's not like I'm not doing the emails. It's not like you're never going to call Apple and AT&T. So what are you thinking? Extra prep time, a little extra breathing time before, or what? With our known triggers.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is one of the things that you taught me, and this was years ago. You said you either started a class or whatever, and you said have an intention. You would always say I have an intention. Now I can go in having an intention to be peaceful, but the thing is, I don't even control how I'm going to respond, how I'm going to feel with customer service. I can't guarantee that everything is going to be peaceful. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. And there is an acceptance of however I respond, however I talk, however I feel after the conversation, and then just an awareness of it without judgment. I mean,
I love that.
I'm going to have to – what?
I love that.
Yeah. So it's not for me. It's not so much pressure. Oh, you've got to get through this customer service call with being peaceful. I mean, you are a happiness specialist. How come you can't be peaceful in customer service when they transfer you five times? You haven't mastered that. Wow, what? But if because sometimes it's going to be a hit and miss. I've given up trying to. Trying to say, well, I want it like this. No, I want it. I'm okay with however it is. I witnessed however it is. I'm aware of however it is. And then it's recover quickly. Something happens, I'm a little off. Can I recover? Can I get over it? Can I move on? Or am I still in the past moment bothered by it? So it's a combination of a lot of things.
Yeah, and now I'm hearing you talking, I'm feeling like, for me, I like the idea of littler goals, so I don't have an intention to be, peaceful, holier than now, spreading light and love on the subway, but maybe I have an intention of being slightly more peaceful, or just a little bit of peace, or a little bit of humor, even if, as we say, it's a tick. And that's an intention that feels like, okay, yes, I'm setting an intention, but it doesn't feel fake. It doesn't feel unattainable. It feels easy, simple. I can
you
do
just
a
gave
bit.
Me something. You just gave me something. How about this? You just gave me something. Oh, my goodness, and my body's chilling up. How about an intention of, I would like to have an intention of, if I'm calling customer service, a tick of peace.
A tick of peace. I like that.
That's what I'm saying. You that came to me while you were talking.
A tick of peace.
How about
or what about
the, how can,
at,
what?
At least the tick of peace?
No. At least it is. Well, I'm going to try a tick of peace. Yeah, I like to be direct. I like the.
Okay.
I want a tick of peace. And I ask the universe, how can I find a tick of peace? How can I have a tick of peace in this conversation? Then, like you said earlier about more and needing more and more things, all I need is a tick. Can I have a tick of peace? And that tick of peace might come before somebody starts talking. There's my tick of peace.
Right. I see. I guess I was just feeling like, yes, I want a tick. And then can I also have more if possible?
You want a tick and a talk.
I want a tick and a talk, if a talk is possible. I don't want to get greedy, but...
Well, you're getting greedy wanting a talk.
I guess.
If the universe is only going to give you a tick, why do you need a talk?
Well, I'm okay with just a tick, but I feel like if I ask for just a tick and I don't leave the door open, and that's all they're going to give me because that's what I asked for.
Oh, because that's a story.
Well, you said you like to be direct, and
well,
I would like
true,
a tick
see,
and more if possible.
Right. See, the thing, this is what's so tricky. This is so good. This is what's so tricky. Acceptance of every moment without
mm-hmm.
wanting anything more. You don't think I want more? Come on. Wants more. My ego always wants more. It's never
right.
satisfied. So either I'm vibrating satisfaction in every moment or I'm not, which includes the customer service phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And the satisfaction doesn't come from what happens in the call. The satisfaction comes from how am I feeling during the call. See, the story is going to be, well, I didn't get my discount or I didn't get my credit or I didn't get what I called in for. I just opened it this morning. I opened my mail. I have two charges on two bills. I don't know why I'm getting two AT&T bills. I think one is DirecTV. Two charges of $65 for a one-time fee because I got that phone. They already were supposed to credit me that. Now I got to call back and, I mean, come on.
Right.
But the bottom line is, what if I don't get my credit for the $65 that they said they were going to give me?
Right, or you do get the credit and it takes you 45 minutes.
Yes, but see, what happens can't dictate how I'm feeling, and I just this whole thing with this Vegas thing, I've had to let go so many things, and I don't even recognize myself. How could I let go of that?
Right.
And I'm talking about money. How can I let go of that? How can I let go of thousands of dollars? How can I do that and be at peace? I have to let it go.
Right.
For me, yeah. And they know the universe knows what to do, or my ego knows what to do to get me to engage and to get me to go down that dark rabbit hole or whatever you want to call it. Get to me. The ego knows exactly what to do to get me to engage.
And that's
stories.
Stories.
Well, you know, I love when you call into reality spirituality.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me on. That was really good for me. It was a good check-in and reminder because it really helped me.
And for me, Nathan, all I do is ask, hey, universe, how can I trust more? How can I relax more? How can I let go? How can I surrender? You know, we know, you know all of the things. And then, like you said, it's just a check-in. It's a constant check-in. I mean, you constantly check in with your body. You constantly check in, well, my body needs to move. My body needs to stretch.
Right, and it's a constant
thing. It's the same thing with this consciousness, conscious check-in.
Right.
So thank you for that. And reality spirituality, thank you everyone for listening. And reality spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Instagram handle is reality spirituality. I do have a few videos on YouTube. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found on Amazon. And my second book that I'm writing now, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime in 2020. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Thank you for listening. Have a conscious week. Reality, spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Get real good.
Get
spiritual.
That's what I'm about to say.
Time to get real.